This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That's right, Elliot Shore Parks joins the program today. We should change the intro to champion. Something in there. Insider of the year himself. As always, Elliot Shore Parks is calling is brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. What's happening, Elliot?
What's going on? It's been a wild few days. You know, I would say the first 24 hours after winning were probably the craziest. Lots of celebrating, texts, family, that type of thing. So it's been good to relax a little bit now. People requesting to see the trophy, though. So I feel like things are about to pick back up.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the Eagles, after they won the Super Bowl, they're kind of conflicted, you know?
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
No, I'm loving winning. I'm loving it. Yeah, this is what I did it all year for, to have the trophy, all the congratulations. No, this is 100% what I expected it to be.
Now, Matt, what's your reaction to, we came out with the odds yesterday for next year, not even in the top five in odds to repeat. I mean, what's your reaction to that, and how tough is it to repeat as Eagles Insider of the Year?
Well, look, I mean, the good thing is, unlike when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl or won it, there's no history here. I'm the first person to ever accomplish this. So we don't really know what the repeating will be like. I think it'll be hard. But that being said, I do think this just shows once again the fact I won, despite the committee other than Ike, you know, trying to hold me back.
That's right.
Is not surprising. And these odds show it once again that compared to other insiders, I have a steeper hill to climb. But I climbed it before and I feel good like I'll do it again.
Yeah, people are calling it Mickey Mouse, though.
Like a little bit. Well, I think you're calling it Mickey Mouse. Yeah,
It's a lot. I mean, they're saying like the Jokic title. You know what I mean? LeBron.
No, my title matters more than Jokic's. I can tell you that.
All right. So, Ellie, you know, one thing with the Eagles here, like you've been all over the Goddard thing. I would say it's a part of the reason why you did win Eagles Insider of the Year, even though he has not been moved yet. He's still here. How do you kind of see the Goddard thing ending?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, last week with the start of the new league year, or, you know, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I think there was optimism from both sides that a deal would get done. I think they were close, you know, at points to maybe having him out of Philadelphia. But now that that's passed, they're in a bit of a, you know, a weird space with it because teams have signed tight ends. And with the draft being a strong tight end class, there are teams that need tight ends that will sit there and go, well, maybe we'll wait and see what happens in the draft. So at this point, as unfortunate as it might be for Goddard, it would not surprise me if this was not resolved until the draft. Now that the initial momentum to kind of make it happen and it didn't has passed, the Eagles don't really have a ton of reason to make the move anytime soon. If they don't like the offers they're getting now, or if Dallas doesn't like, you know, the contract offers maybe he's getting, then that might change after the draft. So I think we could be in for a bit of a wait here.
Well, I wonder, is this being, I'm trying to figure out what's the push behind this. Is it that Goddard wants a new contract and the Eagles don't want to give him one, so Goddard would rather be traded? Or do the Eagles need some sort of cap relief and they don't feel that Goddard is where they feel he's expendable. In other words, I'm wondering why not just have him play on the final year of his deal.
Well, I think this could potentially go the way Josh Sweat did last year, who was in a similar situation. He had 1 year left on his deal, wanted a new contract, but the market wasn't great out there. The Eagles still had some desire to keep Josh Sweat, obviously. So they redo the deal and he ends up staying.
Okay.
My question is, how bad do the Eagles want Goddard to stay? And that's what, you know, I don't know if I have a great read on, but it doesn't seem like they are doing everything they can to make sure Dallas stays. I think that at this point they have Calcaterra. They signed the two new tight ends in free agency. It is a strong draft class, like I said, so you could see them address it there. And ultimately, you know, they've paid a lot of guys on offense. And so if Goddard is willing to pay to play this year on a reduced deal, then maybe he would stay, similar to how Josh Sweat did. But I think otherwise you could see them move him for a relatively cheap asset in return.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand why. I don't understand why, from the Eagles' standpoint, is what I'm saying. I don't understand why they would want to move on from Dallas Goedert if you got him under contract. There are no certainties when it comes to who's going to be available, including Dallas Goedert, right? And so I understand that. I understand that part of it, but he is a better than average player when he is available. Why weaken your offense by not having him here when he's already present and accounted for?
So I agree with you on that. If I were running the team, I would not trade Dallas Goedert. So I am with you on the assessment of why are they doing this. But I think from their perspective, if he does want a new deal, or you know, he does miss time, maybe they don't want to go into another season where he's their top tight end, but you know, he misses 4 weeks here, he misses another 2 weeks there. That's probably relatively tough to game plan around each week. But also, I do think this is financial. Like, Goddard is hoping someone will pay him outside of Philadelphia.
Right.
And up until this point, that doesn't seem to have happened. So yeah, I think obviously with every day that passes, it becomes more and more clear that I think these two are better together than they are separate.
What's next? I mean, what do you think the biggest need now, you know, before the draft, obviously, is for the team?
So I think it's safety. You know, right guard, I think they need a better right guard, and I can't wait till draft night when me and Ike are arguing about the offensive guard spot again, so that'll be fun. But, you know, I think with Kenyon Green and Tyler Steen there, you at least have a relatively high floor for what that position will be. My concern right now would be safety. I am excited about the idea of Sidney Brown, but I think he has a pretty low floor on what he could be. Now, he has a high ceiling in that same way because he is ultra aggressive. He is a young player. He can be a hard hitter. He is like similar to Chauncey in the way that I think he'll make plays on the football. He already has an interception for a touchdown in his career. But I also think, similar to Chauncey, he is someone that could be out of position quite a bit, could miss tackles. So I would be worried about having Sidney Brown as a starting safety week one. So I think a veteran makes a lot of sense there. They have a really, really young roster. I think there's only two or three players on the roster that are over 30 years old. So I think a veteran would be of benefit there.
Yeah, a little Justin Simmons.
There it is. Ike's been Justin Simmons.
Yeah, I'm going to say a year late, but yeah, Justin Simmons.
Yeah, so Justin Simmons, what I like about him, A, is just the familiarity with Fangio. But if you're going to replace a playmaking safety in Chauncey, Justin Simmons makes plays. Like, he comes down with interceptions. I think he has two or more interceptions every year of his career. 2 years ago, he led the NFL in interceptions, I think, with six. So he makes plays on the football as well. But I also think, you know, back to the Sidney thing, having Justin Simmons around to help Sidney develop, I think, would be big. And if you look at how the Eagles have handled, like, moving from one important player to another, it's clear they really like the have a veteran teach them how to do it. Fletcher Cox to Jalen Carter, Brandon Graham to Nolan Smith, Jason Kelsey to Cam Jurgens. And I know that obviously Justin Simmons is not a lifelong Eagle like those guys, but having him here for a year to help Sidney, I do think could be helpful. But also, there is Lewis Cine too there, for what it's worth.
No, can we stop with the Lewis Cine thing?
But look, in all seriousness,
I'm sick of the Lewis. I'm already over him.
He was drafted higher than Sidney, just putting that out
there. He was a first round pick.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I feel the same about Lewisine as I do Sidney Brown. Like, both of them could be awesome, or both of them could end up being, you know, not what the Eagles expect. So I think Justin Simmons coming in here would raise the floor, but also I think would help both of those players potentially get the most out of their ability.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Kevin Byard. I mean, wasn't that supposed to be a veteran that could help Reed Blankenship? I
don't think so. Kevin Byard,
he started a mutiny, Elliot.
So the tough thing about the 2023 players is, like, the whole defense collapsed. So it's hard for me to sit here and go, well, it was Kevin Byard or it was James
Bradbury. Well, he suggested all the changes and then they were awful.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't think they're going to hire him to be a coach, right?
I was going to say, the fact that they allowed that to happen lets you know that the leadership wasn't there.
Yeah, Sean Desai might not have commanded the room.
Yeah.
Something tells me Vic Fangio's not taking scouting reports from anybody. I do think Justin Simmons makes sense. And I'll say, after, you know, Adoree Jackson had his introductory press conference last week, and, you know, I think he's really going to push Keeley. Like, I don't think that is just going to be a fake competition. I think there's a real shot Adoree Jackson is starting week one. So I don't think the need at corner. Adoree Jackson was pretty good last year.
He started five games for the Giants. I mean, what are we talking?
In those five games, he was good. He was. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, he played well in those five games. So,
Adoree Jackson.
Yeah. Well, Keeley Ringo has played how much in his career?
I'd rather give Keeley a shot.
I'm not completely disagreeing with you, but I'm saying that if you look at the difference between safety and corner, I think they have a veteran there at corner. They don't have one at safety right now. So I think that's the biggest need on the roster.
What do you think about the idea of trading for Trayvon Walker? There's been that talk out there. He's a bulldog, former number one overall pick. Would you trade 32 for him? I mean, where do you fall on the idea of trading for Trayvon Walker?
So I would probably trade 32 for him. I'd have to look at his contract situation. I mean, I wonder at what point it just does become too much Georgia players. Like, I do understand.
When do we get to 10?
11? Yeah, I was going
to
say, like, they might have already blown past that number, whatever.
You might as well just keep doubling down, quadrupling down. Who cares?
But then, and not this is the end of the world, like, if you were to acquire someone like him, who would probably step on the roster and be their best edge rusher right now, like, he's had a pretty productive career. But, you know, they have, what, 4 or 5 guys at this point that have a really good chance to make the roster.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Draft one. So if you trade at 32, obviously he's kind of your draft pick at that point. But yeah, I would have interest in him for sure. I think the one thing they still lack is, like, that stud edge rusher guy. And he's not completely that, but I think he's closer than what they have right now, at least.
Yeah, you had to trade him and immediately pick up that fifth-year option.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they would probably just give him a new contract if they traded for him. So I don't think it would take 32. I was thinking like a third for him, maybe a second.
Nah.
You have to pay him too.
Yeah, the former number one overall pick in the draft.
Right, but you do have to pay them. I mean, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong in my assessment. Maybe it would be more.
Well, you're completely wrong in your assessment. You had double-digit sacks the last 2 years.
Well, the trophy I'm holding, you know, would make me think, it would make you think a little different.
You wanted this, by the way. You said give him insider of the year.
It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything.
Yeah, Ike's about to change his vote about 4 days later. Yeah. But no, I mean, look, even if it's a second, like, I think that's definitely how he has to still be relatively young. So I think that's definitely something I would have interest in that for sure.
Yeah, just keep another Georgia guy. Who cares? Who cares?
Exactly.
Now, a couple shocking things by you that we have to get to. The Tush Push. The Packers officially put it out there. They want the Tush Push banned. Do you now want the Tush Push to be taken away?
So I do want the Tush Push to be banned, but not for the reason I think you probably do. At this point, if I'm the Eagles, I'm so sick of hearing about the stupid Tush Push. And every year the team's being like, oh, you know, it's cheating. It's not a football play, blah, 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 blah. At this point, just ban it. Because I don't think, as we've discussed, the push. I don't think the push is even a huge part of the play.
It's called the Tush Push.
Yes, I still think they would be they would still convert a large percentage of their, you know, third and shorts, fourth and shorts. And honestly, having a play that you designed be banned, I think is a feather in the Eagles' cap. So at this point, like, if I'm the Eagles, just ban it already, because it's just pointless to every year do this thing where everyone talks about, is it fair, is it not, blah, blah, blah. Like, ultimately, just ban it and the Eagles can show it's not that big of a deal.
Just get back to an old QB sneak. That's what I...
Good old-fashioned
QB sneak. And then this one, Elliot, I'm going to be honest. I have no idea how to set this up. But the NCAA tournament's going on.
Yes.
I don't think you've brought this take on the air. This has been a behind-the-scenes take. But
well, I have tweeted it, I think.
I guess you've tweeted it. You think the college athletes should be able to stay in college as long as they want?
Yes. Yeah. So watching this tournament, I think, has only reinforced this. Like, it would be better for college basketball and really college athletes in general, but let's just stick to basketball right now, if they could stay in college as long as they wanted to. So if you're making $3 million, like, let's use Carson Beck, who I know is football, but let's use him as an example. He's making $3 million this year to play for Miami. He's probably not going to be a great pro player. But if he can make $3 million this year and next year and the year after that, like, isn't that better for A, the athletes, if they're staying and making money as opposed to being forced to leave school and then that income is gone? But B, I think it would be better for the programs too. Like, imagine a world where the same players played these teams year after year
dumb.
And there was true rivalries.
Dude,
like, honestly.
All right, Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So what do you do about the 17-year-olds that's coming in, is planning as 28-year-olds, 27-year-olds?
So here's the deal. Like, these universities don't have to keep the players, right? Like, it's not like Carson Beck, if we'll keep using him, is guaranteed a roster spot. If Miami feels they would rather...
Why not? If the college player can stay there forever, why would not just keep a 27-year-old quarterback there?
Well, I agree with you that this it would hurt the incoming freshmen, for sure. I agree with you on that. But it's also like program building, right? Like, if you want to have the top 17-year-old come to your program, you will sacrifice an older veteran player for that player. So, yes, like, the quarterback spot, that is one thing. But also think about it this way. Let's say Miami can recruit the number one quarterback. Why wouldn't they do that and have him play for cheaper than $3 million than Carson Beck? So it would essentially turn it into pro sports. But that's basically what it is now anyway, with the NIL deals and all the money there.
But it doesn't mean they stay in forever.
They don't get to stay forever is the point.
But what's the issue with them staying forever?
Because it's college.
Yes,
I get that, but it's not really anymore.
What?
It's not. It's not like they're staying because of their degree. Like, they're staying because...
So what's the guy going to do? Just, like, wake up as a 28-year-old and still... Like, he's going to class? Or is he just...
No, yeah. He's not going to go to class.
Of course he's not. He's making $3 million.
They don't go to class when they're 18
or
19 anyway.
Well, they put up the facade they do.
Yeah, but I guess...
I took basket weaving his senior year.
And I'm sure he crushed that, you know? I feel like... Yeah, exactly.
Power walking.
I just think, ultimately... If, like, it, what other field would we make a senior in college? Like, let's say, Jack, your senior year at Bloomsburg, or fifth or sixth year, however long it took you.
Yep.
Let's say the last year you were in Bloomsburg, you were making $1 million, right? And then you had to leave because you graduated.
Yes.
Like, that would be crazy. Like,
it's not crazy. It's graduating.
Take the money that you've made and go live and give somebody else the opportunity to be there.
Look, there. There is, I get the opportunity part for
yep,
sure.
There
but
you
but
go.
But also let's, I mean, like the it's basically a like a professional
we get
program
that.
Now. We don't talk about pro athletes like giving up opportunities. They're essentially pro athletes.
But what about like let's say we want to stay at WIP, but they want to let us go. You know, we should do that forever, but I want to stay.
Yeah, if you want to stay, but that it's a great example, Jack. If you imagine if after 5 years at WIP you had to leave no matter what. Like that would be crazy. Like you've built your career up.
Yeah,
you're here, and you're making
this is college. Not a 4-year college,
but it's not really college anymore. It's That's still, the point I'm making.
No,
like these
the
guys
other
are making
40,
money.
40,000 students at the school are. What are they? Are they college students or not?
Yeah, well, the ones that aren't professional athletes are college students. But
yeah,
also
but
those students.
College.
But if those students had a job in college that paid them $3 million a year, we would never in a million years be like, no, you have to graduate right now. That would be crazy. Why would we tell someone in college that's making that much money to leave? Like, that makes no sense.
Well, first of all, there's no one in college that would stay in college making $3 million. Because you know
but
why? You know why.
What are you, a 50-cent beer night?
Yeah, because exactly. You would have made enough money, and hopefully you're spending your time wisely in college that you found something to do with the $3 million
all right, well, let me ask
a year
you
that you're making. You're not standing at college with a bunch of 17 to 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds.
Yeah, and if they don't want to, they don't have to. I agree with you. There would be an embarrassing aspect to it. But like Tyler Hansbro, let's use him as an example,
yeah.
Right? He was obviously a better college player than he was a pro player. If he would have stayed at UNC for another 4 years, and let's say we're getting paid back then, right? Like he could have made more money and had a better life staying at UNC than being forced to go
yeah,
pro.
Yeah, playing against
good
kids!
Well, they wouldn't be kids eventually because a lot of them would be older.
How'd you come up with this one?
I'm trying to think of a way to have these kids make more money and to be able to continue to make income. And I think it's crazy.
How about you take the money that you've made during your time in college and reinvest it or do whatever, but staying in college forever to try to milk the system and prevent other kids from being able to come there and make money is ridiculous.
So I agree with you on the preventing the kids thing. We would have to think of like a larger roster. Like there would be something there. But in terms of investing the money, you can make money every year and invest that money. Like ultimately, this is about these kids making the best financial
outcome. But they're not kids when they're 28.
They're not kids. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're still basically a kid when you're.
Adults with families.
You're basically a kid. You're almost 40.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. If Temple was paying me $3 million a year, I'd be a super, super, super senior at this point. So, yeah, I think this is a better system. And we haven't even talked about the rivalry aspect of it. If you had the same players year after year after year playing, the rivalries would be better.
You got issues. All right.
It would be.
If Micah Parsons was available in a trade, would you trade for him?
I mean, it depends what the price would be, obviously. But I would probably give up a second-round pick if you had to pay Micah Parsons. But I'm not giving up 3 or 4 first-round picks and paying him.
All right.
Well, you're not getting him, so you're giving up at least 2.
I would not give up 2 ones for Micah Parsons. The more I think about it, like, I don't know, and pay him. I think they're good enough as is.
Oh, yeah?
I do, yeah.
Josh Uche.
I
know you nailed Azeez Ojulari. So
I did, yeah. Well, trust me, when they're scouting 28-year-old defensive ends in a few years, you'll need to trade for Micah Parsons. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
One of a kind. All
Parsons
right,
next to Jalen Carter.
Mm. It would be nice, yeah.
Trayvon Walker next to Jalen Carter.
Yeah, that'd be a cheaper option for sure.
That's a much cheaper option, yeah.
And not a Cowboy and not a headache. All right, Elliot, listen, man, enjoy your weekend. I'm sure it's going to be still champagne-filled after the reveal on Wednesday.
To everyone that's asked, I will eventually bring the trophy to an event so everyone can see it. So don't worry, maybe at the draft party.
I just hope you bring it every day to training camp. That's all I want. Like when you go to training camp, I want you to bring that every single day.
The issue is I already have my stats around my neck. So, it'd be tough but I could figure it out maybe. Maybe yeah. I'll get a shirt.
All right. There he goes. Elliot Shore.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Elliot Shore Parks, Eagles Insider of the Year.
And as expected and on brand, that award has gone to his head already. I mean, the idea that these kids could stay in college and have a family, basically, and just play pro ball in college for the rest of their lives. That's ridiculous. Trading a third-round pick for Trayvon Walker was ridiculous. Like, he's out of control already.
He's kicking his feet up.
Yeah.
Resting on his laurels. Yeah, I don't know. I would love to know how he concocted the idea that kids should just stay in college forever. First off, they look like a loser.
What would... And they wouldn't want to stay in college.
Tyler Hansbro was the number 13 pick in the draft. Like,
yeah, but
he wouldn't pass that up to stay in college for 4 more years.
I don't know, man. He was kind of the dude at UNC. Maybe he would have.
dude, like everyone, you want to graduate away from college. So if I got the money already, why do I want to stay on college campus with kids?
I know.
When I can just go be a professional.
That's spoken like a Temple student. That's
Are you kidding me?
That's all I heard. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tournament is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you. We'll get back to your phone calls next on if you are in or out on the Phillies. And also, next question today, what's bothering you? An everyday gripe. But also, it's time for a weekend forecast. I am a little nervous for this. This is my first time with old Tornado, and we know sometimes he can get off the rails.
He can.
We're going to try to keep him online. We just want the forecast. That's coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.